Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents... Your Radio Hall of Fame. Starring today, Bob Crosby and Bob Hope. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, and for the Philco Corporation, welcome to Radio's Hall of Fame, where every week we bring you stars made great by your recognition. Today we honor the two Bobs, Hope and Crosby, and we honor a great tune, Vincent Heumann's Carioca.
Slice by slice, when I saw a young fellow in a bunker. He looked like he was building a sandstorm on the road to Morocco. By the time he got the little pill up on the green, he had contributed one of the funniest performances I've ever seen. Right away, I knew that Toboggan Beezer would show up in Radio's Hall of Fame. So here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you, Mr. Carroll. Mr. Whiteman. Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Hall of Fame Hope telling you not to forget that Philcos are the best you can get, and if you buy them and that stuff I peddle on another net, you can bet you'll always have a perfect set. Double commercials yet. Well, here I am in the Hall of Fame. They decided to feature a different kind of bus this Sunday. I'm waiting. I got to start off with a sock. Didn't get it there. The Philco people offered to pay me off tonight in products, but I'm leery of that kind of a deal ever since I went on Cavalcade of America and the DuPonts paid me off with dynamite. Wish I had a little dynamite there. But it's really very confusing to appear in a program with an orchestra treated like Paul Whiteman. With Skinny Ennis, I at least knew which was the band. Yes, sir. Well, Paul Whiteman, he plays the sweetest music this side of heaven. There isn't room for him on the other side. Anyway, it's wonderful to see a civilian with a surplus of something, isn't it, huh? Where am I? Oh, yes. You know, it was Whiteman who gave Crosby his first break, but the break didn't hurt much. After 15 years, Crosby is well healed. Don't let that get away from you, you silly folks. You're there, aren't you? Crosby, that's the Technicolor version of Whistler's mother. I remember the old days when Crosby used to sing with Whiteman. Crosby was in a group called the Rhythm Boys. They were the Andrews sisters of the Gaslight era. I don't know what his voice sounded like in those days, but his first appearance was at the Coconut Grove and he curdled the milk in him. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Got a relative on the left. Where are we? But you really have to hand it to old Happy Hips. He took a chronic case of laryngitis, a stork, and a stable of sway-backed hamburgers and parlayed them into a Fort Knox of his own. And can you imagine Crosby winning an Oscar? That shows you what politics can do for you in this town. You know, you have to be in one of those big budget pictures to win an Oscar, I keep telling myself. I've been talking to Paramount about my next picture, but they keep talking about my last picture. I'm making a new picture now. The name of it is The Vanishing Month. Sort of a lost weekend with slow gin. You like it that well? I should have opened with that. I'm so silly, you know? You like the picture? It's the usual plot. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy learns of life, boy, and girl comes back. The heroine is a society girl. She's loaded. Besides that, she has money, too. And she, besides that, she has money, too. Sort of a throwaway line. Should have thrown it away before I got on the air. And besides that, she has money, too. Now I got you warmed. Oh, no! Just wanted to give it another chance before I sent it to Pierce Brothers. That's all right. Anyway, she invites me over to her house for dinner, and I realize that it's true love when she puts the butter at my end of the table. Timely stuff. Not funny, but topical. Anyway, it's really true love. We're drawn together like a pajama string on Frank Sinatra. W.C. Fields has a good part in it, and of course, just to feel at home, he doesn't come into the picture until it's half shot. And you know how they're advertising that new picture adventure? They say Gable's back and Garson's got him. Well, for my picture, they're saying Hope's back. Who wants him?
Yeah, that's a very, very funny man.
Yes, I guess all of us would give something pretty to be hearing Bob Hope today over a new Philco radio. And it will be new, all right, when you get your new Philco. New all the way through. With improved circuits, more power, better operating features that are 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. And look at the new features Philco gives you. Philco's new patented dynamic reproducer that plays your records with quality known only in the best broadcasting studios. Philco's sensational radio record player. Just put any size record in the slot, close the door, and it plays automatically. Philco's new portable with a special miniature tube circuit. Philco's advanced FM, the first true FM detector ever invented. They're all new, and only Philco has them. And remember, you get a plus with a Philco. The plus that has made Philco famous for quality the world over.
Glamorous star, Martha Tilton. Her style, her voice, and your recognition makes her a most welcome member in Philco's Hall of Fame. So lend an ear as Martha sings, Oh, What It Seemed to Be.
What it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed to me. It was just a wedding in June. That's all what it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes, I do to me.
The Pops, when that Tilton sings, she sends me, and that's the way I like to travel.
You're so right, Bob. Great chirping.
Martha, you're awfully cute. I can understand why Jack Benny took you overseas with him twice, but, you know, a lot of us went over. You could have gone with a younger man.
Well, I thought of that, Mr. Hope, but Kay Kaiser had already left.
They do write stuff in after rehearsal here? I say, I was wondering, Martha, what was the biggest laugh Jack got overseas?
Well, I think it was when he was decorated by a French general.
Oh, really? Well, I was decorated by the same French general. He kissed me on both cheeks.
I know, but Jack kissed him back.
Oh, yeah, he was looking for a tenor at that time. Hurry, it's a half-hour show.
Really, Bob, Jack is a wonderful fellow and a perfect gentleman.
Yeah, I know. When I was overseas, they let Francis Langford carry a knife, too.
Why, Bob, listen, on our
They let Francis Langford carry a knife, too. I'm stubborn. They let Francis Langford...
On our last trip overseas for 3 months, Jack didn't even try to hold my hand.
Well, cheer up, kid. You might make a trip with me sometime.
Oh, we're out of here.
Bob, I hate to bust up this cozy combination, but someone just dropped in to see it. Came all the way from Brentwood, too.
Brentwood? Really? Have I got fans that far away? Well, who is she?
Not a she. It's a he.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a French general. Send him in. Where is it?
Well, here he is now. Bob Hope,
I want you to meet Bob Crosby.
Well, what? Well.
Bob Crosby, are you Bing's oldest son?
Of course not.
Oh, but your name is Crosby. Are you any relation to Bing?
Only by blood. Of course, his blood is richer than mine.
Yeah, he's got so much of his money in his socks, some of it got into his arteries, you know. Oh, now I know. You're the fun-loving Crosby.
That's right.
And what a novelty, a Crosby with fuzz on top. Isn't that one? I always wondered what he did with the tails after he got through making the glue.
You know, Mr. Hope, we Crosbys don't like that kind of talk.
Oh, you don't have to call me Mr. Hope. Call me Bob.
I don't want to know you that well.
Are you a part of this show, or did you just creep over from Inner Sanctum?
Now, the... the reason I came to see you, Mr. Hope, is because I resent the way you kick my brother around. You're making a football out of Bing.
Oh, I'm not making a football out of sag and drag. He just looks that way because he pulls his girdle too tight.
Girdle? Why should Bing wear a girdle?
Well, he thinks he looks better with only his feet touching the ground.
Now, wait a minute.
They let Francis Langford carry a knife, too. Still no good. Go ahead. It's all right.
Wait a minute, Bob. Why are you always talking behind Bing's back? Why don't you ever say those things to his face?
Well, I would, but it's such a long trip around. You know what I mean.
There you go, running down my poor brother.
Your poor brother is the dentist. You have a lot of relatives here today, say. Why be so concerned about the rest of your family? Tell us something about yourself. What was your first job?
Well, when I first came down here, Bing gave me a job as a jockey.
Well, weren't you a little young to be out that late? Work on it. It's good. Work on it, Bob. Say, how old are you, Bob?
Well, I'm 2 years younger than Bing.
You're only 2 years younger than Bing?
That's right.
Oh, I'll get you a chair.
Well, anyhow, one day I became an orchestra leader, and I've...
Well, tell me, Bob, is it much trouble being a band leader?
Well, it was pretty tough when I first started. You see, I had to rough it. I didn't have a baton, and my finger kept getting tired.
Yeah, Bing has the same trouble when he reads.
But it wasn't long before I got a baton and a box-backed suit.
A box-backed suit, is that it?
Uh-huh. Pretty snappy, huh?
Yeah, when are you going to take the oranges out, kid, huh?
When you take the potatoes out of that sack you've got on.
This suit cost $100 at the May Company.
$100? Well, yep. Why do the knees bag like that?
I had to ask for credit. But listen, there's nothing to that band leading racket. I can lead an orchestra myself.
Yeah?
Will you give me the baton, Paul? I'll show you. I've been listening to Toscanini records and listening to Stokowski records. Okay, men, are you ready? Of course, I also have a Spike Jones album. Thank you.
Forgotten days when Bob Hope was running around in a three-cornered sarong, and Bobcat Crosby was still a little Robert Kitten, a little tune called Bright Eyes peeped out of Tin Pan Alley, and those eyes are just as bright today. Listen.
wonderful arrangement. No, but I'd like to hear it the way you played it on that platter you cut back in 1920 when you had Ross Gorman, Pee Wee Barnes, and Henry Buzzy.
All right, Bobo. Ladies and gentlemen, Bright Eyes, as the Whiteman Orchestra introduced it in 1920 and featuring that singing duo, Days and Smith, complete with blazers, straw hats, and canes. So take it, boys. Take it.
Bright Eyes, I know you so well. Bright Eyes, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright Eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright Eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes.
Tell them what that really means.
I will, Paul. That's the year Philco became the leader in radio.
Oh, now you're talking about the very best. The real point we're trying to get over is that the people who have been buying Philco since 1930 decided they were the best.
And so they kept on buying Philco.
Sure. You're in and you're out. They could count on Philco quality.
Wait till they hear those 1946 Philcos, Paul.
Pierre, I've been around radio quite a spell, and those Philcos were tops way back when my band was playing. Three little words, remember? And Pierre, remember, it's that plush you get with Philco quality that keeps Philco tops.
Well, thanks for the good word, Paul. And friends, there's only one reason why we keep reminding you that since 1930, Philco has been the world's largest radio manufacturer. It's your approval of Philco quality that has kept them tops. You'll find that quality in the new Philco radio phonographs, portables or table models. They're new all the way through. Improved circuits, more power, better operating features. And you'll hear the difference in a new Philco bringing you...
Rough road up the stairway to the stars into radio's Hall of Fame, and the old master showman himself, Paul Whiteman, has helped more people up that stairway than anyone we know. People like George Gershwin, Morton Downey, Ferde Grofe, Mildred Bailey, Andy Russell, Jane Froman, my golf partner, America's number two baritone, and countless others. Paul is one of the very few men who has that sixth sense to recognize hidden talent and bring out its greatness. And here on Philco's Radio Hall of Fame, Paul is doing it again, finding the favorites of tomorrow, helping him up the stairway to the stars. Pappy, will you do the honors?
Oh, glad to, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Paul Frey. You know, stars are made through your recognition of their talent. And when you've heard Paul sing, I think you'll agree he deserves to be recognized. He's another boy just out of the Army and making his first professional appearance. Paul, what are you going to sing?
Well, Mr. Whiteman, on account of Bob Hope's first big success with Roberta, I'd like to sing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from that show.
Yeah.
love was true. I, of course, replied, something deep inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. I gaily laugh, think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide.
Really wonderful, Paul. Would you like to go to work for a cheese company? Anyhow, Paul, thanks for thinking of me when you chose your song, and good luck in your career.
That's right. You've got what it takes to go a long way, Paul. All my good wishes, too.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Crosby and Mr. Hope. And thank you, Mr. Whiteman, for giving me this chance.
All you deserve it, son, and I hope it gives you a hand up the Stairway to the Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, join us again next week when George Burns and Gracie Allen will be our guests in Philco's Radio Hall of Fame. Bob Hope and Bob Crosby, before you go, may I tell you how much fun it's been honoring you today. And I hope you'll come back to visit us again real soon. Till next week, then, this is Paul Whiteman saying good night.
To listen to the other member of the Philco family, the Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday over most of these same stations. Bob Hope appeared through the courtesy of Pepsodent. His next picture is Paramount's Road to Utopia. Bob Crosby appeared through the courtesy of the Ford Motor Company. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.